You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to my couch today. I am psychologist Dr. Michelle Cohen, and as always, here now at 11 in the morning Pacific Standard Time on Wednesdays, we have a great guest. And I really appreciate y'all listening and kind of reaching out and saying, hey, we want to learn more and get my guest's book. So we're going to find out so much today about changing your life, changing your habits, getting unstuck. And, you know, we're all feeling the vibe these days. There's sort of a negative consciousness, of course, around the world. We're all connected, but especially in our own lives. You know, that's what I do. I talk to people who have struggles with everything. We all have struggles. We all have issues, unresolved stuff going on. But what I'm doing is I'm talking to a special guest today who's going to help you out and get unstuck in your life. So let's bring her on right now. There she is, Erica John. Thank you for joining me on the couch.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here today.
Oh, and there's your book right behind you, folks, so I don't have to hold it up. I got the PDF, too. What a great book. I really appreciate you writing this because it clarified so many things about getting unstuck in your life. And you go through methodically. I love the way you write. It's methodical, and it's not psychobabble speak like I do with a lot of my patients. It's very well laid out, you know, and explained with scientific information as well, which I really appreciate. And then not too heady psycho stuff. So well, welcome to the couch. And we're going to be talking about your book and all of your stuff. Let me go ahead and run by this bio because we could take up a lot of time of the show because of your accolades. But Erica, you are an entrepreneur, executive coach, speaker, and author of the book we're talking about today. And there's more information in books that you can get on Amazon. We'll talk about that as well. And everywhere else, Kindle, whatever, every brick and mortar, whatever you want, folks. Her best-selling book is entitled The Secret to Getting Unstuck, A Guide to Forming 5 Habits That Will Transform Your Life and Make You Unrecognizable. Terrific read. Couldn't put it down. Just smooth transition. Yes, I want to know now. What affirmations can I do? What about gratitude and how does that impact us, et cetera? So anyway, it will help. Let's talk about a little bit. You began working as a highly successful international coach for the Robbins Research Institute. And that was before establishing your own premier coaching business. It's Erica John, often referred to as the People Whisperer. And I love that. What a great handle, Erica. She's helped so many leaders rise to the top, offering personalized elite coaching. And of course, she's still working with clients to overcome obstacles, create a custom plan to sustain success through business, career, motivational, mindfulness and life coaching techniques. And Erica, you've served as an executive human resource professional for Fortune 500 companies, huge companies. My goodness. What are some of those companies? Look like Sara Lee. I see you work with Boeing. You're a heavy hitter, girl.
Thank you.
I'm so impressed. But, you know, and your methods are tried and true as evidenced, you know, in your book, The Secret to Getting Unstuck. And it is a guide to forming habits that will transform your life and make you unrecognizable. So I always like to find out about my guests and really what charged them up or changed their life to make them do what they do. Yes. So what are some of the factors, Erica, in your life or situations that kind of made you decide to help others in your elite coaching and writing your books?
Yes, I and thank you for that. It all, you know, when you're going through the jobs and the challenges and the experiences, it's hard, you know, but when you look back and see what you accomplished And you said it so beautifully. I want to take it with me wherever I go. Thank you.
Oh, that. You're so welcome. Oh, my goodness.
I'd like to attribute my mom to.
Oh, I love that.
Just the biggest impact on me. When I was little, she would be listening to motivational, inspirational material in the car. And I would be so angry, and I would turn my back and sit down. And at some point, I started listening. And it was intriguing. And they were saying things like, you're destined for greatness. You're meant for success. And I thought, who? Me? Wow, right. How is that possible? Right. And then I remember being in the sixth grade, or maybe it was high school, and thinking, what is the difference between someone who's successful and someone who's not? Mm. Who gets to determine that? And so that's been an intriguing question. And from there, I grew this insatiable desire to consume as much content in books, workshops, live events, cassette. I used to go to the library. right before Audible and all these other platforms, and I would leave with a stack of books and audio programs this tall because I just wanted to fill my mind and understand and learn.
Sure.
I joined Toastmasters 1 year.
Oh, cool.
And the introductory speech, you have to do an introductory speech. And so I called mine, I'm a junkie with superpowers.
Love it. Love it.
And it just fit me so perfectly because I feel like I'm a junkie for motivational, inspirational material. Mm. And the superpower is my ability to be able to take what I learn and then help other people to get unstuck and to move forward and to accomplish their goals. And it's such a gift. And when people have that, as Oprah would say, aha moment, it's better than any drug that you can ever take for me.
Right. True. Good for you. Yeah. I love that. And that, that's your sole purpose. That was your sole journey. I mean, you came. This is my passion. This is what I'm doing.
I do.
Yeah, me too. I think so. So you have rolled out so many different ideas and things that we do that are not real positive in our lives, especially given with how we're soaking up all the energy from stuff around the world and just running into people that have issues and stuff. So I know that you talk about at the beginning, which is so important, the power that habits can be as life changers, to get unstuck and to transform our lives. So you say it is a game changer. So how can sort of changing our habits just change our lives?
What just struck me just now as you're saying that, because I like to speak in analogies. So it just brings the message on home. Yeah. And if you can, I equate a habit to momentum.
Yes.
And so if you can imagine being in San Francisco and those ridiculously tall, just amazing heels that are terrible to drive down.
Right.
If you have a habit that's taking you in a direction that you don't want to go, it is the equivalent of being on that heel. You can't stop it. You're going to go, and it's going to keep you stuck and trapped in this vicious cycle. So then you go to a hamster wheel, right, of just being stuck. A habit can feel so powerful, like as if it's something you can't control. Now, we know that you can.
Yeah.
And in
the book,
The Secret to Getting Unstuck, we talk about steps and the mechanics of a habit. Because I figure if you're going to be creating habits, that means you're going to have to get rid of some habits. So maybe it would be helpful to understand the mechanics of them and how you break those habits and how you create new ones. Because you can't just get rid of a habit. You have to replace it.
Yes.
So that's the impact. Now, if it's a good habit and it's taking you in the right direction in which you want to go, that momentum is your best friend. But if it's going in a way that you don't want it to go and it's taking your life to a negative place, you can see the importance of needing to replace it with a positive habit.
Beautifully said. It's so true. And we'll talk about how we can kind of replace some of those habits in just a little bit, which you really so eloquently point out in your book. And I agree with you. I think the really bad habit is that we all are dealing with from time to time. I don't know if anybody is perfect at managing negative belief systems or beliefs, you know. So you talk about how negative beliefs affect our emotions and our bodies and our relationships and all that. It, you know, it really keeps us from reaching our full potential. So can you elaborate on that a little bit more?
Yeah. So there's this quote that says we would never act out of alignment with our beliefs. So if we believe negative things about ourselves, then our actions and our behaviors will always align with those things. For example, I had a client who said, I don't believe I can be consistent with anything that I do. As she started a workout program, as she started to try a business, because she believed she couldn't be consistent, she couldn't be consistent, right?
Yeah, sure.
And then think about it. When something is a habit and you've built that momentum, then you just stay put. So can you see the importance of that? So
that's one
thought. Let's talk about habits, how they work. Then let's create some processes for identifying and then obliterating the negative beliefs. And it's important to identify the negative belief because sometimes we don't realize that it's just a belief. And I'll give you an example. I went to New York to work on a pod, to film a podcast. And I was good into my workout routine. And then when I came back, I couldn't get myself to work out.
Right.
And I was just having a hard time getting back on track. And what I realized was I had a belief, a negative belief that it's hard to get back on track once you've taken a couple of days off from working out.
Right.
Well, it feels real, but it was a belief. And I called my accountability partner and she said, let's go tomorrow. And I went with no problem. So see, it wasn't difficult. It just was a belief that I didn't even realize.
You know, it is so cool to have accountability partners.
Yes.
I have those in my family, but they're not so like gentle. They're like, get your butt out there and get, you know. But what a great thing. I mean, sometimes we need a little nudge or a little, you know. Yeah. I think, and not to give them props, but I think Nike had the best campaign. Just do it. You know, I have my little shoes right by the front door. When I get up, I'm like, and they're waiting for me, you know.
it's such a good slogan, and it really is just do it. But when you find that you can't just do it, like there's a block, it's a belief. And so once you identify what that belief is and obliterate it, meaning get rid of it, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, you're right. And you know, you talk about all the ways that which are really close to the cognitive distortions, as what's his name? David Byrne talks about in his book. He's, you know, the cognitive guy. But no, you nailed it. You talk about the negative self-talk and the habits and then, you know, how important it is to get rid of that stuff. And the catastrophizing, it's like you got to head, everything's bad. You know, that's right. And then emotional distress, taking in energy.
Yes.
From everybody else around us who's a downer.
It's a lot. And I did a keynote speech this past weekend, and the title of the speech was Your Power to Win. And I had a drumstick. It was really cool. It was a drumstick that lit up, you know.
it was
symbolic of your personal power, your power to win. And so that was what the stick represented. On one end was boss mode, and then on the other end was victim mode. And
wow.
you can't wield both ends of the stick simultaneously. So you're either in boss mode or you're either in victim mode. So when you're telling yourself, I can't, I'm not good enough, I'm broke, that's victim. That's victim mode. And then that builds momentum, which then creates a habit of you negatively talking to yourself. And then it creates those negative beliefs. And before you know it, you're stuck in this tornado or a spiral.
Right.
So that's why it's important to watch the words that you use and to be vigilant about your thinking. And one of my favorite quotes says, watch, and you've probably heard it, watch your thoughts become your words. Mm-hmm. Watch your words, for they become your actions or your behaviors. Watch your behaviors, for they become your habits. Watch your habits, for they become your character. Watch your character, for it becomes your destiny. So that quote just summarizes everything that we've just been talking about.
Beautifully said. By the way, everybody, if you just tuned in, if you're here with us on LA Talk Radio or live on camera, I'm talking with Erica John. She's an amazing international speaker, and she's working as a highly successful coach for the Robbins Research Institute and, of course, as the People Whisperer. Erica has helped so many leaders rise to the top and offering a lot of advice and help for years to Fortune 500 companies. We're talking about her book today. It's called The Secret of Getting Unstuck, A Guide to Forming 5 Habits That Will Transform Your Life and Make You Unrecognizable, where people say, huh? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's not the person I knew. They're so different now. Well, check out the book and we'll tell you where you can get it. Everywhere, actually. Amazon and, you know, Kindle, brick and mortar. And you see the book right up there behind Erica on the screen. So you look for it because it's really great.
Here we go.
There you go. And something else, you know, I find that's interesting, and I know you deal with this a lot with your work, is that people filter out the positives. So you're saying, what can you think of? You're working it. You know, you're trying to help people, and they're saying, but I was abused. Yeah, but my life sucks because I can't find a job. So it's, you know, it's hard sometimes to counter that. Right?
Yeah. It's hard to let go of the negative beliefs and the negative stories that we've told over and over again. And it's so hard because it's become a habit. It's become your emotional home. And you build that momentum, and that's what keeps you stuck. And so what I help my clients with is to be able to identify those beliefs, identify the momentum. And I use the analogy of a train coming at you 100 miles per hour, and you step out in front of that train and you say, stop.
Right.
You know, so if you're engaging in a behavior or a habit that you really genuinely want to stop.
And
the habit is the train coming at you, and you stop.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
It's not. Well, the momentum of the train will run you over, right? So what you want to do, and there are techniques for just slowing down the train.
Yes.
Slowing it down and then starting to turn it around. Mm-hmm. So even when you try to break those negative habits, it feels like it's coming at you harder and heavier, and it makes you want to quit. And it feels like all heck is breaking loose.
Sure.
But if you understand that that's a part of the journey.
Right.
You keep pushing through, you're going to get there. And when you're trying to do it all alone, it's extremely difficult, which is why I recommend having a coach. I believe everybody needs a coach. Coaches need coaches. Mm-hmm. Therapists need coaches. Because it's so difficult to do it. It's possible.
Sure.
But if you can have that help, because the coach or the therapist is going to see things from the outside that you don't see, that keep getting you tripped up.
Right.
So once we can get you past the negative beliefs and obliterate those, then forgiveness is the next habit. And forget, we could just start over and just talk about forgiveness for the entire show and still have
no kidding
to go through.
Oh my goodness. And I want to talk about that. That's really heavy. Yeah. And also how, just a little side note, how, and I know you have heard this, and I notice how negative thinking and those old neural patterns of repetitive, yeah, but, and my life sucks and I can't do this, and how that affects our physical body. My gosh. I mean, not only, we're talking tension, headaches and muscle, you know, issues, fatigue, changes in appetite. I have people come in, you know, to see me and they say, God, I think there's something really wrong with me. We go through the whole thing. Have you had a physical? How are your labs? Let's check, you know, come to find out they have so much stress in their life. They've literally taken that energy on in their bodies. Right?
Which is another reason to release all of that negativity.
Yeah.
Because you've heard of people having strokes and heart attacks.
Oh, yes.
Well, it's just, I mean, aside from, you know, nutrition and things of that nature, that negative energy, storing it in your body over time, decays in your organs, in your bloodstream. And because, oh my God, we're energy. I could just go into so much about that, but absolutely right. Hanging out in a negative place for an extended period of time can make you sick mentally, emotionally, and then it starts to decay your body.
Yeah, it's so true. You also talk about in your book, The Secret to Getting Unstuck, how important it is. And I don't mean to blow away old friends or push away family members or anything like that, but sometimes when we're surrounded by people who are really negative and feeding that energy, how can we manage that with those folks?
You know,
how do you do that?
it's very challenging, especially when it's family and it's family that you live with in the same house.
Yeah, right.
But I heard this really great quote that said, how someone behaves towards you is about them, but how you receive it is about you.
Oh, boy. Is that true?
Yeah. So
isn't that true?
We can't change or control someone else's behavior, but when we get a trigger from it, then that's a space and an opportunity to go, oh, why is that showing up for me? Mm-hmm. What in me needs to be healed, as opposed to you need to change.
That's right.
Because you can't make them change, which causes more negativity within you, more anger, more frustration. So if you can take that response, that trigger, and go do your work, pull out this book, The Secret to Getting Unstuck, and delve into, why is this triggering me this way? What do I need to let go of? Who do I need to forgive? Which again is the second habit that we talk about in the book. Then it heals you. And what happens is either that person goes away, and that can mean anything, or they stop behaving that way, or they continue to behave that way, but it just doesn't bother you anymore because you've healed the wound that they were sticking their finger in, so to speak.
Oh boy. Well said, Erica. Oh my gosh. You're so right. No, that's a good one. Some of my spiritual gurus who I've surrounded myself with or interviewed, you know, they say, well, the universe is bringing you that for a reason. The universe has put this person in your life so you can learn to get your act together and love them for who they are. Ah, okay. Yes,
well, here's another way to say it, right?
Okay.
If you can adopt the belief that life is happening for you and not to you, then it takes away that victim space. Oh, this is showing up for me. How? What can I learn from this? How can I grow? Now, it's not easy, right? None of this work is not easy.
Right.
But it is transformative. No. So if you can get in the habit of embracing a challenge, why is it showing up for me? There's a gift in it somewhere. And so if you're looking for the gift and the opportunity, then you're not stuck in being a victim.
Right. Right. Beautifully said. I mean, you know, because we do, we take stuff, you know, we just take the energy in and it's heavy on our shoulders, as we talked about the physical energy that's, but I mean, it really does. And it perpetuates those negative thoughts of, oh boy, here comes Aunt B and she's such a downer. And she's talking about how so-and-so is going to die from cancer and how, she, oh, you know, and you're not good enough. And you're, it's like, yeah. I'm out of here. You know,
it's like, to walk away or change the subject.
That's it. That's exactly right.
And here's a powerful thing to do. Ask questions, yes. Right? Because when you're listening, it's almost like you're taking it in. But mm-hmm. when you ask questions, you're pushing that energy back towards them.
Yeah. So what would some of those questions be to Aunt B, who's just so such a downer?
Aunt B, what is your intention for bringing this up right now?
Ah.
When do you focus on positive things? What's great that's happening in your life?
Boy, she can't think of many, but that's great. Those are great questions.
You're struggling? No. Then wonder how your conversations would be if you focus on more positive things. Mm-hmm. Let me share something positive with you that's happening in my life. Mm. And now you've taken over the conversation.
That's right. Right. Well said, Erica.
Yeah.
And then she says, yeah, but you just go, I understand how you feel. Mm-hmm. I get it. Which leads me to the whole subject of forgiveness. And I think what I hear from a lot of people and through my own work is, you know, when we have been abused, when we have had a really tumultuous childhood or whatever that is, it's very hard to have forgiveness. It's very hard to let go and say, you know, but that person smacked me around, but that person demeaned me and made me feel like I was a slug, you know, and not worthy. And we've carried these things with us. And mm-hmm. so what are some of the ways that you suggest we learn to forgive people who have hurt us, et cetera?
Yeah. And my heart goes out to anyone who's had a traumatic, a childhood or anything bad to them. I've had things that happened to me in my childhood that, you know,
sure.
I was scarred, but I had to do the work to get past. And in the book, The Secret to Getting Unstuck, there are several forgiveness exercises that are explained in the book. And I recommend getting it, reviewing it.
Yes.
I found that, and I talk about it too, in The Secret to Getting Unstuck, this super powerful forgiveness exercise. Mm. And first off, let me just say, forgiveness is not for the other person, because we think if we forgive, we're letting them off the hook. But what we're doing is we're letting the baggage go within us.
Right.
Because if you think about it, if you're carrying all of this internal baggage, which is lack of a better word for the forgiveness, then it weighs you down, not the other person.
True.
So forgiveness is not for them. It's for you so that you can move forward.
Right.
And so with one of the forgiveness exercises that I speak about in The Secret to Getting Unstuck, I would listen to this audio in my car driving to work every single day. And anything that I felt like I was holding on to that was negative or I needed to forgive, I was working through it because I wanted to let it go. Yes. I want to be free. I want to live my best life. And if I'm holding on to baggage from the past that I can't change, that is only going to hurt me. And I want every chance to live the absolute best life that I can. And anytime I feel negativity coming on, I am doing that exercise for forgiveness.
That's beautiful.
If you've ever heard of that, that's another powerful exercise.
Oh, I love Ho'oponopono. That's my thing. That's one of my things. I love it.
Yeah, I'm in a space where I don't want to entertain or hold on to negativity or victim mode any longer than I have to.
That's right. And we're not only, that's it. It's about us, you know, the Ho'oponopono is about, you know, going within and I'm sorry, please forgive me. I love you and I thank you, you know, and it's kind of like, You're talking to yourself. You're saying they're there, it'll be okay. But you're also talking to that other person. And I think, boy, to your point, that radical forgiveness that Colin Tipping talks about.
That's
that's some good stuff in that.
Oh, it's excellent. Changed my life.
Yes.
Changed my life. Yes.
Yeah. And I think that's beautiful. And how did it sort of change your life?
Well, that is the exercise that I walk through to let go of baggage. And what it reveals is how the situation served you in a positive way. So even though it was negative, even though it was less than ideal, there was grace in there. There was love in there. There was growth in it. And if you can grab the growth, if you can grab the love, you can grab how you evolved through it. If this hadn't happened, then I wouldn't be who I am today. If you can grab onto that and let go of the act or the issue or what happened, then you get to take the goodness with you and let go of the crappy stuff.
That's right. That makes a lot of sense. And also I recall part of it too is, and I know you're into this as well, is looking at others who I, you know, spoke about in our life or people who've hurt us or whoever, you know, work environments, people who've been cruel or, it's sort of like, if we can look at their backstory and say, wow, well, they were, you know, I mean, that whole thing of generational abuse or generational whatever. Well, I understand why they are who they are because they have their defense mechanisms in order to cope with what they went through. So you're feeling it from them. But if you can have compassion for yourself, like you said, Erica, it's, look back at them and say, wow. You know, you don't want to pity, but pity's good sometimes. You see, they had to overcome a lot of stuff.
Hurt people, and, hurt people.
Whoa, you said it. You said it. So it is. It's just looking back at their things, saying, okay, I get it. They suffered, and they're projecting that onto me. And God bless them.
Yeah, and then I get to not allow that to be projected on me anymore. I get to put up my barrier. I get to release and cleanse myself and show up powerful.
Right. No, that's so true. Exactly. By the way, everybody, you just tuned in here. The Secret to Getting Unstuck is the name of the book. It's a guide to forming 5 habits that will transform your life and make you unrecognizable. And we're talking to the author and international speaker, Erica Jong, right here. The book's great. One of the best, easiest laid out. I call it a self-help book. I mean, come on, you know, it is wonderful. And it really does help really touch on some of those points that we all deal with and how to overcome them, you know, in our life. It's not easy at all. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are things that we have to really get through, you know, in order to cope. And
And can I just say, when you said it's not easy, doing this work on yourself is not easy, but man, what it would yield for you, a better life, a joyful life, a prosperous life versus staying stuck in a vicious cycle, right? And neither are easy. So just pick the one that's going to give you a better return on
your business, right? Exactly, Erica. No, you're so right. It really is. So, and it's also, you know, you have a chapter information also, you know, on sort of addictions and self-harm and, you know, how your book can help people who have gone through this cycle, who think, oh, you know, I've been in and out of rehab or I've had some issues and, you know, it's genetic and I'll never get over it. But with the tools that you talk about in this book, it really can help people. And I think your book goes beyond, no offense, but, you know, some of the program information and some of the AA meeting information that's presented.
Wow.
So maybe you could talk a little bit more about how, you know, your steps to getting out of the habits can help people who have certain addictions or substance abuses, things like that.
Yeah. That, you know, I I commend anyone who has overcome a substance addiction. It is not easy. I'm still working on mine with food.
Thank you. Thank chocolate. There you go. That's me. It's my addiction.
And not to make light of anyone's situation at all. Mm-mm. You have nothing but my utmost respect and admiration for being able to break those. But they become habits, you know, and
sure they do.
That momentum and you just keep doing it. Plus there's a chemical that is occurring biologically.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you can start to walk through these steps, and here's the thing, repetition is the second law of learning. So mm-hmm. don't just do it one time and say, this stuff didn't work. You keep working it until it works.
Yes. Right? Yes.
And so after we are done with forgiveness in the next step, then the third habit is visualization. And gratitude. And in the book, I created a word called gratization.
I love that.
Gratitude and visualization combined. Because now that we've gotten rid of the baggage of what we've not forgiven and the baggage of the negative beliefs, mm-hmm. we need a vision for who we want to be.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? And so even if you have an addiction, then on some level, you're seeing yourself as an addict.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
true.
How about seeing yourself as a powerful entrepreneur
or
you know, whatever your dream is. But we have to now get a new vision,
mm-hmm.
because if we continue to do the things that we've always done, we'll get the same results. So let's get a vision, and then the body follows the mind.
Yes,
right?
It does.
So we can get that vision here, and then we can make it vivid and colorful and fun. And then gratitude is a powerful attractor.
Yes,
anytime you can get to gratitude. And I even read, I think it was Dr. Joe Dispenza.
Oh, yeah.
He was talking about how gratitude is healing.
Oh, it is.
So as you were talking about how those negative thoughts and beliefs can impact your health,
mm-hmm.
gratitude can
mm-hmm.
heal you.
Mm-hmm. It can.
So
no,
gratification, being grateful for the vision of this new life that you're wanting to create.
Yes. Beautifully said, Erica. Yeah, I mean, it's so cool because I remember my interview with Dr. Joe Dispenza. He was telling me that, you know, the brain doesn't know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
between what's in front of your eyes mm-hmm. and here and now and what you visualize and feel mm-hmm. it with emotion of, let's say, what you want or something, you know, it can't, if you're going to say, you're sitting on a beach, right?
Yeah.
In your mind and it's beautiful and you feel the breeze and you feel the emotion. You're so relaxed and it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And the brain does not know the difference between the fact that you're not sitting there on the beach and that you're really on the beach mm-hmm. in real beta or, you know, beta brain in your conscious state. So,
and you know, someone stuck in negativity would go, well, that's stupid. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I'm sitting on a beach.
Right. Right. Exactly.
But maybe if you did, you would feel better.
That's so true.
And if you do it long enough, you create a new habit of feeling good, and the old negative stuff goes away while you create the momentum for the new positive stuff. So I would say, try it.
Exactly, try it. And then, you know, I had an interview with Bert Goldman last week, and he wrote the whole quantum jumping program. And it's the same as imagery, like you're talking about, and just going in and, you know, thinking about everything in your life, different aspects that you want.
Yeah.
And then going through this dark hall and opening this door. And all of a sudden you see the visions of the travel places, or you see the job mm-hmm. and the people around. You just make something up, but you feel every little detail of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's so true that our minds can't, how powerful they are.
Our minds are super powerful beyond any word that we can use to describe it. But mm-hmm. as you were talking about that, mm-hmm. But I think what some people don't realize is what you just described is exactly what we do, but in the negative.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. I hate my job.
You nailed it.
Tomorrow, and my boss is going to make me upset, and I can't stand my coworkers. And can you believe they did this? And it's the same thing.
You nailed it, Erica.
But in a negative way.
Yeah.
So let's shift that and focus. And so this negative things can be going on, but if I shift my focus to where I want to go, then ultimately that has to show up. And this old negative stuff goes away. As long as I beat the drum of what is and how I don't like what is, you just get more of what is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. No, you're right. I mean, that's the deal. That's what you're going to get. And it's repetition and it's old brain cells that are still firing, as Joe would say, firing and wiring over and over. So we got to add that emotion of positivity and with all of the wonderful things. So what I love in your book, you have just a review here where the identify and obliterate, I love that word, negative beliefs. Boom.
Me too. I love it.
You know? I love that word you use. And and then forgiveness, releasing the burdens of the past and freeing ourselves from the weight of resentment and grudges, because that only affects us.
Yeah.
You know? And if people who hurt us or, you know, whatever, they get an aha moment in their life, bless them. Hey, you go on with yourself, but I'm not going to let that heaviness or that weight, you know, affect me anymore.
Yeah.
And then we just talked about the visualization and the gratification that you say in that, which is beautiful. And in your book, you know, The Secret to Getting Unstuck, you really talk about that a lot, which is a wonderful tool. Mm-hmm. And I love also the idea of, like, you talk about having a new identity. So you got to embrace the concept of that new identity. So how can we kind of do that if we still have those little kind of thoughts coming in? You know, it's like, oh, yeah, wait, wake up. That's my new identity. I forgot.
Repetition and practice. Uh-huh. But first you have to get the vision, right? Mm-hmm. So I have this vision of the kind of life that I want to live. And the identity is, who do I want to be in this new life? Because we're so focused on what is and what I don't have. Let's be focused on where you want to be and who that is, and spend some time identifying what is that. Yes. What am I focusing on in that space? What are my core emotions? Right. We talked about an emotional home in that negative place, but what do I want my new emotional home to be? Do I want it to be confidence, excitement, brilliance? That was one of mine. I wanted to hang out in brilliance and genius. And so I made that my focus. And
wonderful. No, good for you.
What are you believing about yourself? What are you saying to yourself? I'm strong, I'm powerful. I am a genius. You know, that vision that I knew, that new identity that aligns with the vision, and then repeatedly practice every day. Put it somewhere where you can see it, role play, pretend, act as if.
And feel it. That is that which you are.
Yeah.
This is which I am.
And here's something else that we haven't really talked about. The Secret to Getting Unstuck meditation.
Oh, yes.
Getting Unstuck journal. So I figure the reason why I came up with the journal and the meditation is because I know me as an example, start with me. I can read a book. It intellectually.
Right.
But it really is the practice that where the juice is, where the transformation occurs.
Right.
And so the meditation walks you through all of the five steps. And the journal is just a beautiful book to be able to collect the data, the information to help you with your breakthroughs, so that you read the book, you get an intellectual understanding, but then the practice comes through the meditation.
Yeah.
And the journaling. And so that's my way of saying, I'm not going to just give you information. I'm going to show you how to do it as well.
Beautiful. And you have those books available. They're also available, as well as, you know, your book, The Secret to Getting Unstuck. Those are also available on Amazon, right? And everywhere.
Amazon, Audible, Kindle. Of course, the meditation is only on Audible.
Sure.
But yeah, Amazon, Audible, and Kindle, The Secret to Getting Unstuck.
I love that. And I always, you know, encourage people to use Audible meditations, because so many people go, I tried to meditate, I emptied my mind in nothingness, and then I, you know, it's like, no, let Erica come. Let Erica guide you through this, so you could just hear that, you know.
I was doing it this morning and just had such an amazing breakthrough.
And
it's a different kind of meditation. Because it's really identifying where is that area where you have a negative
thing. Right.
And then walking you through the steps to obliterate it. Yes. And then walking you through forgiveness and creating that vision and a new identity.
Mm-hmm.
And so by the time you're done, you have a new vision, you have a new identity, you have a breakthrough about what was holding you back. And it's, to me, it's super powerful, but I am a little, you know, it's my work. So
you're so cute. No, I hear you. And what I also love in your book is you talk about the different types of meditation that there are, you know, mindfulness, spiritual focus, movement, you know, mantra, all that stuff. And they are all great.
They're all, and it's in, and there's no one size fits all, right?
Right.
Last summer I started a walking meditation.
Nice.
So I never even knew that existed. A walking. So I would go walking every day until I encountered a bobcat, and then I kind of
realized. Nope. Right? But
it was the most amazing experience doing a walking meditation. And it was a twofer, right? A net time, no extra time. I was going to be walking. And I can meditate at the same time.
There you go.
So powerful. So there, I try to give as much, even if I don't use all of them.
Right.
Here's an extended list of things that you want to try to see what works for you.
Exactly. Exactly, Erica. And I think, you know, and I don't know about you, but I have different moods, different days. So I may feel like the spiritual meditation today.
Yeah.
And or I got to solve something that I've got to get over this with this thing going on, because I'm going to have to see my relatives on the weekend. So I'm sorry, but I need this focused meditation serious before, and you know. So
I think it's so important that you said that, because every day is a different day. And sometimes what worked today doesn't work tomorrow.
Right.
And if we're not careful, we could beat ourselves up and say, this is not working. I can't.
Right.
Today.
Yes.
That one didn't work. Let's try something else.
No, exactly. And that's beautifully said. And there, you know, there's so many choices, but you offer so much in your book, The Secret to Getting Unstuck, a guide to forming 5 habits that will transform your life and make you unrecognizable. It's a comfortable read. It's really straightforward, Erica. And I appreciate all that you do for everybody. And how can people get in touch with you? We're just about out of time already. I can't believe it. What's the best way folks could get your books and find out more about you?
Yes. So the I have a website. It's erica-john.com, and that's erika-john.
Mm-hmm.
And then my email is erica@erica-john.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of the books are on Amazon and Audible and Kindle.
Mm. Wow. Amazing. Yeah. And I thank you so much for being here, for offering this book and helping so many people. You're such a lovely soul. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. This was such a pleasure. And for your audience, I would like to offer a free coaching session. So just reach out to me on my, I was going to say on my laptop, on my website, or, send me an email, and it,
what a treat
gift and treat someone to an amazing coaching session.
Oh, you're the best. That's so special, Erica. Thank you. All right, my dear, come on back sometime. All right, everybody. Thanks for being on my couch. And we'll have the archive information up if you want to watch the show or listen to it again here on latalkradio.com. Take care of yourselves. And that's kind of first. And then you'll be great for everybody else. Thanks for listening. Bye.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.